welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we are joined by Jim Johansson, who is an assistant executive director of hockey operations for USA Hockey. And Jim is currently in Newark, New Jersey, getting ready to head overseas to lead the U.S. national team in its quest at the 2013 IIHF Men's World Championships. Hey, Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Harry.
Can you talk a little bit about just the preparations that are ongoing right now as you get ready to head overseas?
Yeah, we've been in the process of a lot of communication, really, with the teams and players on building out the roster. It's kind of a long process, but also can be a real fast process at the end on filling out our roster. So I guess as of today, we're happy to have the 23 players that we do have for our initial roster. And we still have two roster spots open to fill at some point in championships, but we will start the tournament with the 23 guys. And we've had, I think, a good response and had a few injuries that probably kept some players out that wanted to play in the championships, a couple contract situations that kept guys out. But all in all, a real good showing of guys that want to play in the World Championships for us.
Now, this is always a real tough thing for you to do in terms of, you know, these players, they go through a lot during the course of a regular NHL season or American Hockey League season or wherever they're playing. And so to get somebody to step up and play is never really an easy thing because, like you said, I mean, they're maybe injured or whatever. But this year was even more of a challenge, wasn't it, because of the condensed NHL season?
Yeah, I think the tighter turnaround with the NHL ending on April 27th and the tournament starting on May 4th, essentially what it did for us is it did not eat NHL rosters out of our player pool. We're really used to getting guys from the first round playoff losses and still have time to put our team together and head to the championship without anybody missing the start of the tournament. So it shortened the player pool that way, and I think secondly, you saw in a little bit of the condensed season just the aches and pains that kind of accumulated in a shorter time frame. So we did have a couple of wear and tear players that, I think, in a normal situation, had the season been over and they had 2 weeks to kind of get settled and all that, they would have been playing in the tournament. But unfortunately, that's just not the case this year.
But you have a really good system in place where you have some outstanding hockey minds scouting U.S. players throughout the year, including yourself. You know, I know that you do a lot of, you know, watching players at various venues. Can you talk just a little bit about the advisory group that is in place to help, you know, scout players?
Yeah, it's really, we're very fortunate to have the guys that we do have. You know, we currently have six standing general managers and then two others in Brian Burke and Don Waddell that have been longtime NHL general managers that I'm sure will be back in general manager position soon, but Stan Bowman from the Chicago Blackhawks, Paul Holmgren from the Philadelphia Flyers, Dean Lombardi from the Los Angeles Kings, and David Poyle from the Nashville Predators, Ray Shiro from the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Dale Talon from the Florida Panthers, along with Brian Burke and Don Waddell, all really assist in putting together this team. I mean, a lot of, especially this year with the East only playing the East in the NHL and the West playing the West, it was kind of important to have our eyes spread out, if you will, to see the players and make some evaluations. And really the World Championships each year ultimately is a build-up for us for the Olympics. So all of these gentlemen will be involved in our Olympic process as well. And so the national team is really one step in that. And I think certainly with our roster here, you'll see some candidates that are hoping to, you know, elevate themselves as it relates to our associate roster.
Now, any player you ever talk to talks about the enormous pride that they take in putting on the USA jersey. But is it even any easier the year before the Olympics to get players to come who want to maybe make good impression on you and the rest of the general managers group?
Yeah, I think it always helps. I mean, I think the World Championship's kind of twofold. There's players that genuinely want to play in the World Championships for the hockey experience, for putting the USA jersey on, and also to kind of expose themselves to the international hockey community, if you will, as well as our management team. I think the second part of it is certainly some guys trying to get a leg up in their standing, if you will, within the depth chart that we're building for the Sochi Olympics, with, hopefully with the NHL players, obviously, at the game. So, you know, in the past, like in 2009 and in 2005, with both years prior to the Olympics, we had pretty very strong teams at the World Championships. I think with the way the NHL season and the lockout went this year, it really affects all countries, and that your overall availability of player pool is like I said, is cut by 8 rosters. Some countries, that's not a big effect. I think certainly with us, that has a significant impact on the amount and the depth of player available for the championships.
Speaking of Sochi, any more word on any kind of a decision? Do you hope the decision is made during some point during the World Championships? Or are you hearing anything about that?
Yeah, a little bit. We had, they had a big meeting in April, and the build-up for that was that there was going to be more follow-up at or around the World Championships. So I just think with all of the parties together at that, I do believe the NHL and NHLPA people will be at the World Championships at some point. That we obviously we're hopeful things do get finalized. I believe it's close, but obviously not finalized yet. But we're obviously very anxious for that to all come to a head, and hopefully the NHL players back on the ice in Sochi.
No, no doubt. I'm sure it makes your difficult job even a little bit more challenging as you know, you're kind of in a holding pattern. Can you talk a little bit about the preparations for this event? Like, when will you have all 23 guys together? Do you have any exhibition games, any practices before your first game? And when is that first game?
Well, yeah, in a normal situation, we actually go over and play an exhibition game, and we had one scheduled this year in Germany on April 30th, but with the NHL situation, we had to cancel that game. So this year, we're actually going to fly over on May 1st and land in Helsinki on May 2nd. So we'll skate May 2nd, we'll skate May 3rd, and the tournament for us opens up at 12:15 in the afternoon against Austria on May 4th. So we'll have two practices, and then we literally play for the next 5 days. So we play on May 4th against Austria, on May 5th against Latvia, May 7th against Russia, and May 8th against Finland. So you kind of jump right into it with 4 and 5 nights. But again, the good news for us is that there hasn't been a long layoff for the players with the NHL season extended. So I think we'll take them with a couple ice nights to kind of get the legs back under them and ready to go.
Quite a challenging bracket that you have there.
Yeah, it's always a great championship. I mean, I think obviously a lot of our players have played in some past events, but the men's world is always kind of a little bit special end of the season international tournament. And we have quite a few guys that have played in the tournament before, but we got a mix of guys that will be their first championship, and it's always exciting to see guys playing in the first tournament.
This tournament's a little different, isn't it? Because isn't half of it's going to take place in Helsinki and the other half is going to take place in Stockholm, Sweden?
Yeah, we're in year two of kind of a mixed or split host city, I should say. This is the second year of the Stockholm-Helsinki split, and now the finals this year are in Stockholm. So from our USA's perspective, we had 8 teams on our side. The top 4 play each other in the quarterfinal, and the winners of those games move on to Stockholm in the semifinals and the finals. So I think you go into these tournaments with a couple of rules. Number one is to get yourself in a position to be in the quarterfinals, and then secondly, get yourself in a position to medal. And then if you reach that point, obviously, then you're just trying to win the championship. So there's really 3 stages for it, and getting yourself qualified for the quarters, and then getting yourself qualified for the medal games, and then getting yourself into a championship game. So I think that'll be the approach that we've taken, and certainly one that the players look forward to.
On the coaching side, you're led by Joe Sacco, and assistant coaches Tim Army, Danton Cole, and Phil Housley, who was the recent head coach of the gold medal-winning U.S. national junior team. A lot of international experience as both coaches and players for that tournament, for this tournament. How does that help in a short tournament like this?
Well, I think as people saw it, the World Juniors with Phil and the experience that he had internationally, I think helps. And Joe Sacco had the same experience. I mean, Joe's been an assistant coach actually at this event twice, played in the tournament, I believe, 4 or 5 times. So he gets both perspectives of what the players are going through, and also from the coaching side of it, having coached at the World Championships twice as an assistant. So I think just knowledge of the tournament, knowledge of how the international game is just a little bit different than the NHL and the mindset that you have to have of a 17-day tournament, if you will, going into it. And I think in Phil Housley and Tim Army and Dan Cole, again, he's got, you know, two guys that played internationally for us, and Tim Army, very experienced in international hockey. So I think the great part of it is all the coaches have a wide level of international experience, and will relate to the players well and what the tournament is. And I think you have to mix in that you do have a pretty good core of guys that have played in the tournament before, so we'll expect leadership and understanding of how the event goes from them.
Talking about the team, and I know this is probably a hard question to answer because the guys haven't been, you know, on the ice together yet, but how do you like this team, and what type of a squad do you think you have here?
Well, I do think it's similar to some past teams in that we've got good goaltending, we'll have a very strong defense, and we have a forward group that should be hard to play against that has to find a way collectively to bring enough scoring for us to have success in the tournament. I think if you look historically at this tournament, we've always defended and goaltended with everybody. Goal scoring has been a challenge for us at the tournament. And I certainly think as we go into the tournament this year, that's what we're going to have to look for from the players, if you will. Not only just the forward, but the combined team to generate enough offense and games to win, because like I said, in general, we defend and goaltend as well as anybody in the tournament. It just comes down to a matter of that little difference maker of one goal here, you know, getting kind of across the board offense that's just enough to win games for you.
Now, not meaning to single anybody out, but I noticed that you've just added John Gibson, goaltender, who has had a good deal of success in international competitions, backstopped the U.S. to the recent gold medal in the World Junior Championships. Is this a kind of an event where you can play a young guy like John, or is this more of an event where it maybe is a good time to just give him just a little bit extra seasoning and a little bit extra international experience just being over there?
All of us are totally comfortable with John and his level of play for this tournament. I mean, he's an extremely rising player, if you will, from the goaltending pool of USA Hockey, but he's also a guy that's had success at every level he's played internationally. And, you know, in his case, regardless of age, I think we're all very comfortable with him being ready to play at the World Championships. I think, in himself and Ben Bishop, you got two goaltenders that are rising within the ranks and are coming into the primes of their career. And though John's young on pro experience, I think to international experience, he's probably the most experienced of all of them. So with the separation level of the World Juniors to the Men's World Championships is not as great as I think people think it might be, and especially from a goaltending standpoint, clearly think he's ready to play in the tournament.
Just finally, I know that the NHL playoffs start tonight. Are there any chances that you'll be kind of looking for a player or two that maybe, let's say, their team gets bounced from the playoffs early that you would look to maybe bring over during the course of the tournament?
Yeah, by design, we went two roster spots open, and whether that comes from, you know, first round playoff losers in the NHL or somebody that is nursing something now but we're thinking about playing. I guess I think the bottom line is we've left ourselves the flexibility to try to help our and better improve our team as best that we can, but we'll get some games under our belt before we have to make that decision. So I do think in the end that we will fill the two roster spots at some point. It's just a matter of who's available and what the needs of the team are.
Great, great. Well, I know that the NBC Sports Network will air all of the Team USA's games, so hockey fans back home can watch what the team that you've put together. So we wish you nothing but the best of luck, safe travels, and hope you have a successful tournament, Jim.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again for taking the time. And thank you again, yep, Everybody, for listening to USA Hockey Magazine Podcast. Mm-hmm.